Access all areas with Joanna Shimonides and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Hello, welcome to Access All Areas. I am Stephen Lang.
And I am Joanna Shimonides. Hope everyone's well.
Now, that little nervous noise you've just made is because this is the first time I've ever done this show and I have no idea what's coming up. Neither do you.
This is scary. Normally, we prep ourselves a little bit. We know who's going to be on. We have no clue who our three guests are.
So we are celebrating the 200th show of Access All Areas this evening, which is honestly quite a milestone. I have been here, I think, for 4 years, but I can't quite remember. So before that, it was a show that was hosted by Mark Dolan and Lizzie Cundy used to do the show with me. Then there's been other various guests and presenters over the years. But now, yeah, it's made it to 200 shows. I don't know how the hell that's happened. And now you are my co-host, Joanna.
And now I'm here. I know, it's actually mad. Even like when I saw that it's at 200th episode, I just think like the fact that I'm a part of that is actually crazy. Like,
it is, and it's so good to have you on board. You've been excellent company throughout the last couple of months. When did you start? November?
October? I think I started like near to the late last year.
Yeah.
The end of last year. But it's been amazing. You've taught me a lot, Stephen. Obviously, I'm doing another hosting opportunity as well. So the fact that you've taught me so much, I feel so comfortable to do it even on my own. That's crazy.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. It's been obviously a bit of a journey for me because I'd never done anything like this before. I'd done a bit of radio at university, but it's not the same thing, really.
definitely not.
No, and obviously I've got to meet a load of really exciting people and do loads of really exciting things. And then tonight is the first time. So, should we explain a bit about what's happening?
Yes.
Go on.
Okay, so we have been sent a box and we've not been able to open it. It's been about, I think I've had that box for about a week now. Have you had it for about a week as well?
Yeah, I got it on the weekend, like, yeah.
Yeah, or maybe like 5 days. And we have to open it on air, strictly on air. And there's a few envelopes in there advising us on what we have to do, hints of who's going to be coming up, etc. So I am excited to open up the box now.
Shall we just get on with it?
We've both got the scissors.
Yeah, we've got scissors ready. This is a very well taped up box.
Yeah. Oh! I'm trying to cut. It's so... I mean, thank God I've got scissors because this is tightly wrapped. Georgia wrapped this, so...
Yeah, so our producer Georgia here has done an incredible job putting whatever the hell is in this box together.
What way to open it? Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Right.
Are you in? Okay. I'm not in. Wait, I'm not in.
Yeah, I'm not going to show you. I've just taken it out of the box.
Okay, so what we have to do is open envelope. Open envelope. Wait. Open envelope one. Yes.
Right. Okay, step one, complete.
Okay. Hold on. Envelope one. Woo! Okay, wow.
Your box was definitely more tightly wrapped. Mum was
Wow, there's some exciting things in here. Am I allowed to look at the things? I am, yeah, okay. I am allowed to look. Wow, there's a party hat. What is this?
Prosecco!
Oh my God, that's warm Prosecco.
Hey. Oh, right, let's put the hat on, Stephen. Are you ready?
I love stuff like this.
This makes me excited. Oh. Like a unicorn.
Wow, cute. We look adorable.
This is so cute.
You actually do look like a weird leopard unicorn. Okay, right. There's cupcakes. Woo!
Yeah, there's cupcakes. There's balloons.
I can't blow up
envelopes.
Oh, look, there's little.
Spinning upside down.
Sorry. Right, okay, so shall we open, I'm going to open the Prosecco. I mean, it may be warm, but I'm going to do it anyway. Joanna, you're not drinking at the moment.
I have a drink now, okay? I'm doing it. Do you know what? I didn't know there's going to be alcohol in here, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it.
There's also Prosecco and
chocolate balls. Yeah, I'm allowed one. Guys, I'm working out, so I've been very, those who don't know, I've been very good with my diet.
I've seen you've been doing a lot of stuff in your garage, which is
absolutely. Yeah, I've been doing it more in the garden now.
Okay.
And then because it's sunny, I've been getting a tan, got a cheeky tan line going on as well.
Oh, gorge. It's been really lovely and hot this week.
Sweet.
Okay, right. This is going to, I imagine, because this is warm, it's going to shoot off. So.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Is it a screw top? Oh, yeah, it's a screw top.
Oh, so careful. It's fizzy as well. So careful it doesn't.
Like Prosecco, babes. What are you expecting?
Well, you know, a massive explosion or something. I don't know. Okay, who knows? Who knows nowadays?
Oh, wait. Do you know what? I'm going to get myself an actual Prosecco glass rather than the shitty one I've got.
Oh, I've got to run downstairs again. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to pour it in this one. Sod it. Why not? This is absolutely hilarious. I am all for this. I mean, I've got a kitchen glass, you know, you put juice in or something, like but...
Well...
Pinching!
Cheers, Joanna.
Cheers!
Here is to the 200th show of Access All Areas.
Lovely. Why not?
Look.
Right, Stephen, even... cheers! Woo! Oh, wait, yeah.
cheers.
So funny.
Well, this is...
you have a sip. Yeah, otherwise you have apparently 10 years of bad sex.
It's been about that long since I last had it anyway, so. okay, right, so now we have to open envelope number one.
Right, envelope number one is here. I've already opened the envelope because I got too excited at the beginning.
Oh, okay,
so I've not actually seen what it says yet, though.
Okay, right, will you read it out?
Okay, Stephen and Joanna. Today is a very special show as it is the 200th episode of Access All Areas. Like all good celebrations, expect lots of fun, games and surprises. Inside your package are some things to help you get into the party spirit. There are envelopes with instructions for games. Do not touch yet. There will also be some surprise guests coming to join in with the fun later. Enjoy this special show, even if we can't all be together. Lots of love. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Ah, oh, Georgia, well, our producer is so cute.
That is lovely, and I'm very pleased that we're doing this now. I am obviously extremely nervous, if you can probably tell by the nervous energy I'm giving off.
You are so nervous. Is that...
I'm just...
It's like you're jittering, you're like...
I'm always, always prepared. I always know what's coming up on the show. Even if I don't necessarily know who the guest is, I'll at least have done a little Google, a little something. I mean, this is a rare experience for me.
This, first of all, is a test of our presenting skills, first of all, but also...
I think you're right,
babe. A test of our party spirit, Stephen. You better liven up and stop being nervous.
So we're going to have three guests this evening, aren't we? As normal. We don't know who any of them are. Anyway, we could go on about this for ages. So let's just have a little catch up. What's been going on with you?
So I have been literally like just sorting myself out, sorting my health out, exercising. I've got a personal trainer that I do 3 times a week, but I also take part in her live. So I do that. So I'm basically working out like 5 days a week.
Wowza.
Yeah, so I'm really going in full swing now. And then I also spoke to a nutritionist because I think as women and men as well, it's important to understand our bodies, what's going on inside our bodies. You know, have we got the correct balance? Because things like this could affect fertility, could affect anything. So I've been really trying to get like into my health and make sure I'm improving my health. And I've had amazing people helping me out, which is great. So yeah, I've just been like really taking care of myself, like watching and making sure that I'm eating enough as well daily. So yeah, it's been crazy.
It's a learning curve, isn't it? Because when I lost a bit of weight last year, that was like a new experience for me because I'd always just been the way I was. I didn't really care. And then when suddenly you have to like think about it, it's like a new experience, isn't it? So
yeah, I think the thing I'm finding hard is just like the food stuff, like measuring my food and making sure I'm drinking enough water and has something got a lot of sugar in it? That's not very good for my body. And it's just like figuring out. And this morning I had tuna and like these like beans all together. And I just sat there and I wanted to be sick because it just tasted so bland and dry. I was like, absolutely not. But I had to let it in the end anyway. I know.
It's a shame.
What have you been up to, though? Have you done any 22-mile walk-ins?
Not this week, no. I had a socially distant drink with my friend on the weekend, which was very nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and then I've been back at work this week after a week off last week. So just getting on with that, really. And I bought a PlayStation.
Yeah.
So I've been playing my PlayStation.
What have you been playing?
Oh, this game called Red Dead Redemption, where you're like in the Wild West, like riding on a horse and like killing people. So
That is very you. I've got a feeling that is very you. If you were like in a cartoon or something, you'd be the little killer in like going around with a horse.
Me. Just killing all those people that were annoying me. Yeah, to be fair, it's not far off.
I know, I love it. Well, we've got open envelope two now.
Okay, come on
so
then.
Make envelope sure you two. This is so funny. Can everyone understand? This is so out of our comfort zone right now. So we're trying to like get everything in. Envelope two. Very neat handwriting as well.
Yeah.
I must say.
Shall I read it out? Okay, oh God. Right. First game is to see how well you know each other. It's Mr. and Mrs. You each have five questions to ask about one another. Joanna will start by asking Stephen the first question. Once Stephen's answered, he will ask Joanna her first question. Alternate until all the questions have been asked. Good luck. Okay, so you
this
go first.
Amazing.
Yeah, okay.
Right, are you ready, Stephen? Okay.
Yeah.
What did I study at university? Oh, come on. Stephen,
wait.
I talk about like every single day.
Was it wasn't accounting?
No, that I think that's too.
Was it something like that? Math. Was it something like that though?
No.
Law?
No. Oh God, no, no.
Jesus.
Think about how in touch I am with like behaviour and
psychology.
Stuff. Yes.
Oh.
Stephen, yes.
I definitely.
Did you know that?
I must have done, but I totally forgot. Yeah, that's bad, isn't it? Sorry.
No, so fine. I mean, I'm talking now, but when it comes to your questions to me, I mean.
Well, okay, yeah. Yeah, maybe. Name one magazine that I have written for.
Heat.
No.
Closer.
No.
Oh my God, no, what? Cover? Cover?
Cover? No.
Can I find that one? Oh my God, I know this. I annoy you all the time by getting on the front cover. can you give me a hint?
It's a word that you would use all the time, one of them.
Hello?
Nearly. Similar magazine.
Hey.
Okay, we'll let you. It was okay. Okay, I've written for. I've also written for Star, Bella, Now and Best. I've done one article for Heat in my whole life, so maybe...
There we go. That's fine. I won.
I write about five articles a week, so go on then. You'll go.
Perfect. Okay. Which girl did I get on best with on Love Island?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's Love Island related, I'm not quite sure you'll know. I just can't take us seriously with this.
I'm going to say Emma.
Emma, Stephen.
Oh no, what about Alexa?
Oh, okay, right. Who is Alexa now? Who are these girls? Who are
it's
these
just
women?
Girls' names. I'm sorry, babes. I'm sorry. Who was it?
Belle.
Oh, I did know that. Oh my God, I actually did know that. That's so annoying.
That is what they all say.
No, genuinely, I take that one back. Which TV show would I most like to go on?
Strictly Come Dancing.
Correct. Well done.
I'm near the end of it, Stephen. I'm done. I'm joking. I love it.
It's fair.
No, it's all good. Okay, who is my dream celebrity crush?
Channing Tatum.
Yes!
Yes! See, that one I can remember.
That was really good. That was brilliant.
Okay, what is my favourite style of music?
Indie?
Girl.
Sorry.
Come on, indie music? Me?
Mate, I don't know, just... Anyway, maybe, like... Like pop?
Yes, ding,
pop. Okay.
You get it.
The reason I thought indie is you have got a quirky style. So I thought people with quirky styles normally like indie, but then you do like your pop. Yeah.
Okay.
Because Madonna and stuff. Madonna.
Yeah. Go on then, you'll go.
Who do I currently live with?
Your dad, your brother and your nan.
Absolutely correct, Stephen. Absolutely.
Boom. What is my favourite alcoholic beverage?
Oh, gosh. Maybe a gin and tonic?
Nah.
Maybe Prosecco?
White wine, babes. I'm a cheap bitch. White wine.
Really? I love white wine. That's my favourite as well. Yeah. Well, kind of. Oh my God, I thought you would have been like a gin.
No, I do like a gin, but I would always pick a wine if I was in a bar.
Okay, right. We've got to work on this, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Go on then, your one.
Yeah. What is my favourite takeaway?
Thai.
No.
Chinese.
Used to be, not anymore.
Indian.
Yes!
I mean, there's only so many I could have chosen.
I know, I love it. Indian is amazing. Chicken korma all the way.
Oh yeah, delish. Well, if I ate chicken. Name someone that I'd like to interview one day. I don't think you'll know this.
I'm going to like really branch out and just say like Carole Baskin.
I mean, actually, to be fair, that's definitely not far off. But it's actually Lady Gaga.
I think I kind of would have guessed that, but there's so many people that are similar to her. So
there could have been,
not obviously.
Could have been a lot of people you could have said, to be fair. I think that's. Yeah. But well, the scores are in. And unfortunately for you, I won.
You did. You got two and I got one. Well, do you know what, Stephen? I think one day we need to go for dinner when obviously lockdown is over and really get to know each other.
That's true. We actually haven't had that much opportunity to do that.
We haven't. I think we need to, because these games, we need to smash it next time.
Yeah,
we're next on the 300th
350th maybe. Let's see how it goes. Right, okay. Are we ready to have our first guest?
We are ready. Absolutely.
Are we?
Yes. Do we have to open any envelopes with this guest? No, absolutely
not. Okay,
we're
gonna just styling it out. Okay, fine.
Oh, here we go. Oh my God, it says iPhone. It didn't even say their name. This is stressful. Oh my God. It sounds like Darth Vader.
Are we ready?
Who is that?
Da, 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 da,
da. Yeah! Oh. Katya, hello! Oh my God, that is incredible! Katya!
Hi, guys!
Oh my God, that is the most amazing setup!
Yeah, did you do this just for this,
this
show?
Happy 200th show!
Oh, thank you so much! Oh my God, this is so exciting!
How are you guys?
We're so good.
Yeah.
Did you really get all these balloons up just for us?
Of course.
Oh, this is amazing. We should have gone to.
Yeah,
we should have put up some balloons, Steve. We've only got these. Oh, that's even a balloon.
She's saying it's not really. She just had them in the house. Katya. Oh my God, it's so good to have you. You back on the show. How are you?
I'm so. So good, thank you so much. I think I'm enjoying it a little too much.
Well, yeah. What's been going on in lockdown for you? Then?
Yeah,
guys, where do I start? Do you want me to do the whole list?
Yeah, come on, tell us.
Yes,
right. Well,
enlighten us.
I started learning Spanish.
Oh, okay.
And then the other day, I thought that's not enough, so I started learning another language too.
Are you, for real?
Not my sub, but I have like Skype lessons every other day in Spanish. So I've done over 30 lessons in Spanish now.
Wow.
And I've decided to take on Lithuanian as well because my grandparents come from Lithuania.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is incredible.
Yeah, and then I'm teaching my friend Russian as well. He's doing really well. And I'm actually like preparing some tests for him. And I teach my mum dancing because she started dancing not so long ago. Yeah, it's just actually like today I've been absolutely non-stop from meeting to doing things. And then also today, I was so excited, I need to tell you. So I've applied to be a volunteer on NHS, you know, Respond app. And
wow.
I live like in quite a small town and there hasn't been anything going on. And then today, the alarm went off on my phone and I'm like, what's going on? I don't know what to do. And then it was one of the patients. So the elderly couple needed their medicine picking up from the pharmacy and taking to them. And I was buzzing.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's amazing. Well, you've not been... Not busy then, have you? You've been keeping yourself busy throughout lockdown.
Very, very busy.
So for you, I think it's actually definitely the case. Some people have been really enjoying lockdown, right? And actually getting on with their lives and doing things they've never had the opportunity to do before. And obviously, well, you fit into that camp.
Absolutely, because what it would have been for me is no days off until January 2021.
Which no one wants that.
Yeah, but it turned out completely the other way. And I'm not going to say that I've been like totally fine. Like in the beginning only, I was a little bit, just couldn't understand what really is going to happen. You know, all of us, we were just like, oh, okay, well, 1 week, 2 weeks, and then how long is it going to go on for? But then once I sort of got my head around the fact that, right, well, this is just going to be it. This is a luxury of time that you've not had for a long, long time. Do the things you wanted to do. So I have been doing lots of upcycling because I'm into that a lot. Making things, crafts with people online. And yeah, brilliant. And
it was my birthday. I mean, that was exciting. I think you definitely shown me and Stephen up because we haven't been half as busy as that, have we, Stephen?
Absolutely not. Well, I mean, I'm still working in the day, so I've got a day job that doing. But no, I mean, like... Well, actually, do you know what, Joanna? I'm going to pull you up on that because I've been. But this is the thing. I think it's very easy to fall into that camp of not doing much. And actually, when I've not been working, I have actually been trying to make sure that I still am doing stuff. I have to say the one thing that has gone by the wayside is doing big group Zoom calls and things like that, because at the beginning, everyone's trying to chat and like blah, blah, blah. And actually, it doesn't quite make up for sitting in a bar or in someone's house.
Yeah, like everybody's chatting and you just like, look, you can't even get a word in, can you?
And no, there's always absolutely. One person's Wi-Fi that plays up and then you're all sitting there waiting for it to stop playing up. And it's just like, it's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, so that's kind of definitely fallen by the wayside. Can I just ask, is that your glitter ball next to you, Katja?
That is Hope, my twin. And we're having competition of who wore it better. What do you think?
I'm going to say the glitter ball.
She's got free even more. She loves it.
Fabulous, isn't she? She had eyelashes, but they've fallen off. And I didn't bother to replace them.
I think that's fine. So you won back in, was it 3 years ago? Yeah, 3 years ago.
Yes.
What, and you're going to still be in it this year, right?
Yes. Yeah, well, fingers crossed. We've been announced as professionals that we're back. But obviously, everybody's just waiting to hear what's going to happen. But I think the nation needs the sparkles of Strictly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I actually did read. I mean, we didn't know it was going to be you coming on, so I'm literally asking this from the top of my head. But they did. I saw something today where they were talking about maybe getting rid of the Blackpool, maybe going to Blackpool, or maybe not doing group dances. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, honestly, I just know that everybody's working really, really hard to make it work. And also, I think we'll need to wait and hear how the rules are going to change further on, because we normally start at the end of July, beginning of August. So things might drastically change. But of course, the social distancing and things like that. So, but I really, really think we all need it. We all need it.
I completely agree. I think, and also there's going to be... people probably still aren't going to be going out on weekends and stuff as much as they were, you know, and I think maybe there'll be a whole new audience of people that will be watching TV on a Saturday.
I agree.
Absolutely, absolutely. But do you know what's really funny? The one thing I haven't done at all during the lockdown is dancing.
Really? Why?
No,
How come?
I led one class because friends asked me, and that's it. I've not danced at all. So I actually feel like we need a bit of a boogie, don't we?
I think you're probably right. But why is that? Why have you just not felt the motivation, or have you just had the opportunity, or what?
I just feel like I've been so busy with other things that I don't normally have opportunity to do. Like, I always wanted to learn languages, and I play my piano again. I've restarted.
You are so multi-talented. I had no idea.
There's so much going on. Jeez. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I just love it. And so I think I'm just trying, you know, when you try to take in as quickly as you can whilst they're giving you free food. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah. I love it.
It's like a buffet. You're treating it like an all buffet. All you can eat buffet.
I don't have any time.
That's an interesting point, because if you haven't been dancing, have you noticed changes in your body in that time?
Well, I do work out every morning. If I just noticed as well, if I don't do some sort of even a short, quick workout, walk, it's also different motivation, you know. It just pumps you up in the morning. And we're all, a few of our Strictly Pros have set up this home festival for everybody.
Ah, yes, we were speaking to Karen.
Karen does every morning. So I always, I get up and like Karen's at 10 a.m. I put it on and I do it with them. I get on my bicycle if I need to. I just know without exercise, I will get into this lazy mode, you know.
Yeah, totally.
So I always my day with exercise, but I've not danced much. But of course, it's hard. It's in like, I literally on my kitchen door, I can't even show it, I want, but trust me, I put a note saying kitchen closes at 8 p.m. So I shut my door and it just says kitchen closes at 8 p.m. Done.
I need to do that. I need to. My nan walks in all the time on every video I do. She just walks in. No matter how many times I tell her, she still just comes in every time. So I need to do that.
You need to get a sign up, babes. I've just been informed by our producer, Catchy, that you have a surprise for us.
Yes, I do. I do. I believe that since it's 200th episode, we're all dressed up. I've not danced for ages. So let's do some moves.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm gonna have to kneel up on my bed. Stephen, you have to do
something. It's gonna be seated routine.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. This seated routine. It's more of an armography rather than.
Okay. Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. Come on.
So
then.
The song I'm ready all my life is it's the Mariana Dance Floor.
Yay! My favorite song.
Right.
Amazing.
I'm gonna start with our arms out. Okay. You're going to do what I call a hairbrush. So you bring your hair around and push it away.
I'm going to take this off.
Oh, yeah, you've got your hand. hand around and push it away.
Yeah.
So that's going to go the murder on a dance floor. Boom.
Yeah.
It's a murder on a dance floor. Then we're going to do a head roll and grab our heads. That's it. You better not kill the groove, DJ. And then we'll do drum. Hey, 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 hey. And now, second time around, we're going to repeat again. It's the murder on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Hey, roll. You better not kill the groove.
Yeah.
DJ. And then we're going to do a bit of whacking. So we're going to tap our shoulders. Hey, 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 hey. That's
We're voguing. We're basically voguing, right? This is a kind of voguing.
Yeah,
I like this. Yes.
This is brilliant. I'm sweating already. I've not even moved.
Georgia, cue the music.
Forgot anyone.
Sign me up to Strictly. I want to do it.
I think we both need to be on Strictly, Stephen. I mean,
I'm really signed up. Well, going like that, it's going to be a Zoom Strictly this year.
Well, I'm happy to sign up to that as well.
I'm actually sweating.
I think it's more the nerves and the panic that's making me made my kind of just a bit, you know. But that was amazing. Thank you so much, Catchy. That was amazing of you to do that for us. Yeah. Definitely won't be forgetting it anytime soon. Thank you so much, Catchy. I really appreciate you coming on. It's very, very kind
of
you.
Thank you so much for hanging. Happy lockdown, everybody.
thank you too.
Woo! Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, that was brilliant. Every Strictly person we've had on have got such great energy. How funny was that? She's brilliant.
I mean, I'm not being funny, but if that doesn't get me a audition for the next series of Strictly. No, actually, I don't want to do this one because it's going to be really...
really restricted.
Really restricted. I want to do 2021. Yeah, blimey. Okay.
Oh, how funny. Right, I think we have our second guest in now.
Oh, my God, I'm exhausted. Can I get to bed
I'm
now?
I'm sweating. Woo! okay, IR. Who's IR?
So we can see a screen that says IR.
Hi, guys!
How
Hi, India.
Wait, have I missed the party hat memo?
No, I mean, we've got told, we got sent these, basically, and we just opened a package with these on, but, I mean, we can pretend you've got one. Have you got a drink, though?
I've got water. I'm so boring. Sorry, guys. What a disappointment.
Well, so,
no,
so,
I love it.
So, Joanna, who are we speaking to here?
This is India, obviously from Love Island, my year. We never got to meet actually on Love Island, but we've met afterwards. How have you been,
I
anyway?
Know. We missed each other in the villa. Yeah, really good, thank you. Just enjoying the sun. I've literally run in and put some makeup on. I've just been tanning. How are you guys?
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Honestly, I can't believe how much of a tan I've got in 2 days of sunbathing. Like, it's crazy.
I know. I'm so glad we're being treated to nice weather. Like, can you imagine if it was raining the whole time in lockdown?
I know. It's been like bizarrely nice, isn't it, for like nearly 2 months now. Like,
yeah. Like, everyone's like, what is going on?
What have you been doing in your lockdown experience?
I mean, I'd love to say I've been like super productive. I've got an amazing new business plan and, you know, it's all going to unfold, but no. Just mainly like Netflix and having a few wines. Yeah. Like you guys, really.
That is the dream way to spend it.
I mean, we've got to embrace the fact that we've got time off work. Normally our lives are so busy. We're like constantly at events, constantly doing stuff. So the fact that we can actually take time out and just relax a little bit, embrace it, put your feet up. What have you been watching on Netflix?
I just finished Afterlife. Have you seen it?
Oh, with Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, no.
Oh, so good. Oh my God, you will literally be crying 1 minute and then hysterically laughing the next minute. It's so good.
It's definitely on my list.
Anything that's still crying, I just can't do it. Last night I watched You Got the Wrong Missus or something like that. It's like a film. It's hilarious. I only watch funny films. I've been watching Cat in the Hat. Just embracing just funny shit.
Oh, you're in a better mood. It's a good idea.
Yeah, I agree with you. What's life been like for you since Love Island? I think you guys are, obviously the Winter Love Island series, pretty soon afterwards, everyone was in lockdown. So you guys were kind of the last series that had a big exposure afterwards. So what has it been like for you?
It's been mad, hasn't it?
Crazy.
It's been wild. Like, I can't really describe it. It's a bit of a whirlwind, to be honest. That's what... Like you were saying, like, it's nice to actually have time to relax, because otherwise I feel like you just come out and you're thrown in at the deep end and you're like all over the place all the time.
Yeah.
And you don't even know what day of the week it is. You're going to this party and that event and all the rest of it. So yeah, it's been really nice just to stop.
And I think as well, you know, with the Winter Love Island, I think I was always scared. I was like, oh my gosh, is our time going to be shortened? Is our work going to reduce? But if anything, I think it's actually picked up our work. Do you find that as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's like, I think it was good and everyone loves it, don't they? So like, I don't think there's such thing as like, oh, there's a new series, like we're not going to work. Like, it's just everyone gets their little piece.
Yeah. And definitely once you've got a certain amount of Instagram followers, people are going to be interested in you anyway, aren't they? I think that's probably the key, like, you know, or any kind of social media presence, whatever it may be on, you know.
Yeah, I feel like these days it's the way forward in our kind of work.
Yeah.
How you been finding with like Instagram? Because I mean, I feel like I constantly have to like always do stories, always do pictures, always do this, always communicate. Do you feel like that you've had to do that as well? Or have you been quite chilled during lockdown and not really done much in terms of that?
I have posted, but I don't know. I have been posting a lot, but and obviously like the interaction's good because people are at home, but the only thing is I feel like I've got nothing to bloody talk about. So I'm like, hi guys. Another day in the house. What are you up to? Like, it's just not that entertaining. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, what can I put up now?
Do you live by yourself?
No, I'm with friends, but like, I don't think they want to be involved in my Instagram. in the polite way.
Not for everyone, I guess. Yeah, it's not for everyone.
You've been doing TikToks, haven't you? I love your TikTok. So good.
She's the queen of TikTok. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what it is though? I feel like because everyone's using it now, the videos aren't getting seen as much as it was before. So I'm literally keep powering through. I'm like, the next video, I can do another video, I can do them. But I mean, it's just a bit, I think it's just a bit of fun in me keeping me busy. I feel like I have to constantly keep myself busy. And I think doing TikToks has done that. Well, I'm just holding a party balloon. It's amazing. So obviously you've started your vegan recipe page, haven't you? And also a fitness page.
Yeah, I literally only started the fitness page yesterday because I get so many questions about like what diet I follow, this, that, and the other. And like being a model for years, I did used to follow like strict diets and try and lose weight like this and weight like that. And now I've just kind of got to the point where I'm like, you need to learn to love your own body for starters, and just to be healthy with it. Like you can make healthy lifestyle changes without having to be on a strict diet that you're then going to fall off of and put the weight back on. So I kind of just wanted to talk about that, and I feel like sometimes on your main page it's a little bit like not everyone wants to hear it, so I thought if I just have something and then people can ask questions and it's a bit like of a smaller group of people, then I might feel more comfortable like talking about it.
Yeah that's true. Well, you're on that journey a bit yourself now, aren't you, Joanna?
Oh yeah, I'm eating healthy now. Basically, I saw a nutritionist over Zoom and she basically was like, the amount of sugar I'm pumping into my body is not good. She was like, that is so
really
bad. And then now I've got a personal trainer over FaceTime as well, so I'm trying to sort myself out because it's so important, isn't it?
I mean, it's not like you've ever looked bad, love.
Do you know what it is? I feel crap inside. I just never feel like I've got complete energy. I always have like an hour of energy and then suddenly I'm just like down. It's just like, it's a bit crazy. So I thought, let me see a nutritionist, see what I can do. But what made you actually go sort of switch from eating meat to being completely vegan?
I just watched loads of documentaries. So once I'd seen like some of the factory farming and stuff like that, I was like, I just don't know if I can continue eating it. Like I couldn't unsee those things. But I was a massive meat eater before. Like I don't have anything against people that eat meat. I'm not going to sit at the dinner table and give you evils because you've ordered a steak. Like everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But I just think if you can have a little bit less, like have a few meat-free meals a week, or like just be a bit more conscious about it. Like we don't really need to eat meat for breakfast, lunch and dinner. So I think for me, it's more important to get that message across and to give people ideas of what they can have that's vegan. Because some people think like, oh, I'm literally going to have to eat grass. Like, no, no. Like, is that okay?
And people think that vegan people are unhealthy sometimes as well, don't they? Because I was vegan for 6 months. I'm veggie now. It was cheese was my problem. It wasn't actually even me.
Yeah,
it was the cheese.
It is for a lot of people.
But the reaction I got from some people was really quite surprising. Like the lack of understanding of it sometimes.
Yeah, I think people, often when people don't know a lot about something, it almost, they get defensive. Mm. So like people, especially, I found that one of the hardest things, like the diet part of it, I didn't find that difficult. But then like people's reactions and like the negativity, once you say it, like I feel like I always have to be like, oh yeah, I'm vegan, I'm awkward, sorry, like apologize for it. And I'm like, you shouldn't really have to do that.
No, that was definitely the hardest thing for me. And also I found, because I'm a journalist in my day job, and I found going to events where they'd serve food, sometimes all I'd be eating was chips because it was the only thing they had on the menu that was vegan.
Yeah, true. I haven't said that.
I think there is a lot more places now that are offering vegan food, vegan stuff, because obviously Power of Health, which is where we both have been before, it's literally amazing. They've got vegan friendly stuff. Is it vegan? Would you say vegan friendly? Vegan.
Yeah, they've got
Yeah, and it's like allergen-free food and drinks and stuff. So I think a lot of people who are thinking, oh my God, I really want to cut out fish and meat, they don't actually understand that there are places now that offer stuff that is suitable for that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, exactly, definitely. I think I've been vegan for 3 years now, and like the change has been unbelievable. From 3 years ago, we could barely get anything. Now, everywhere you go, every restaurant, like all the chain stores, they will always have at least one vegan, like, all right option.
I do usually find it, though, like, because I'll still order vegan stuff when I go out. It would be nice to have more than one choice on the menu.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I get to have a vegetable bake or something again. You know, like, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Get yourself the Power of Health. They've got loads of options.
Okay, good to know.
They're amazing. And it's near my end. Steve, if you want to come around for a tea after, no problem
I want to meet your nan, babes. That's what I want to do. This long-suffering woman that's got to live with you.
Honestly, she's hilarious. I've literally got to sit. I've had to put a sign on my door now to say do not enter when I'm doing stuff like radio and that, because she just comes in with another tea and I'm like, not now, thanks. I'm all good. Cheers.
I've just been informed that we have a game to play.
Okay.
So Joanna, we need to open envelope number 3.
Envelope number 3. Oh,
What have the games been like? I'm nervous now.
Okay, so
you should have seen that years, before, honestly.
Yeah, so I'm reading this directly from the message. So that
okay.
Over the years, there have been many iconic TV moments, but how many of them do you remember? We're going to hear some classic lines, and Joanna and India have to guess who said it, what show it was from.
Oh, I'm bad at this.
As soon as they know the answer, they must buzz in and the clip will be stopped. Joanna must use her party blur and India must make some noise. You can make any noise you want. And then I'm going to be the judge of who answers first. Once the person who's buzzed in has given their answer, I will reveal who said it, where it's from, and then we will hear the clip in full. So, okay, so you basically need to just listen out and see if you can get who it is.
Okay, so you guess who it is and what show it's from. Okay. Are you good at this, India, though? I'm not good at stuff like
this. No, I will be awful.
What sound?
Sorry, but there was a fly in my mouth. It was alive!
Maura from Love Island.
Correct, I believe.
Yeah!
Oh my, I wouldn't have... I thought it was like someone in a pub from like 20 years ago. Sorry,
Maura. That's what I sat there and I was like, am I hearing this right? I thought, let me just take a risk.
Okay, okay. India, why don't you clap? That way we can,
I mean, trust me, though, I wasn't trying to signal then. I had no idea.
That's fine.
Sorry, but there was a fly in my mouth. It was alive.
So that was, that was Maura from Love Island.
Maura. Why, hello, Jill.
Is that Curtis?
Curtis. That's what I thought as well.
No, this isn't a Love Island one.
Oh. Why, hello, Jill.
I don't think they'll get it.
Do you know?
No. Wait, one more time.
Why, hello, Jill.
I know this video. I've seen this video clip so many times. It's so funny.
I've got no idea.
Okay, fine.
I don't have any idea about that one.
Let's try clip number three. We'll do it at the end. I'll tell you at the end.
I'm claustrophobic, Darren!
Listen.
I don't get it! I'm claustrophobic!
Go.
You can have it. Go on.
No, it's Emma Collins.
Yes.
What show, though? What show?
Is it Big Brother?
Correct.
Yes!
Yay!
Claustrophobic, Darren!
Listen.
I like the way the second time she says it, that she's claustrophobic, not claustrophobic. Okay, the next one, there's two people in it. See if you can get them both. Might be hard.
No, it's not.
Oh, what's her name? Oh,
God, India, you clap.
I can't remember her name. It's when she thinks Thingy's dead. David's dead? That one.
But can you remember either of their names?
David McIntosh?
No, not David McIntosh.
It's two women, isn't it? It's two women.
It's one of their husbands.
Yeah, ex-husband, her ex-husband.
Yeah, it's about her ex-husband, but they were talking, and I can see her name in my head, but I don't know what it is. I can see
who is
them.
That?
It's so good. It is Big Brother.
I forgot the show.
Shall I hold it until the end and say who it is? Next clip then.
I was coming back here to tell you that I loved you.
Okay, go on.
Love Island.
Yes. What was she talking about?
Curtis.
That's correct.
To tell you that I loved you.
Oh, it's so awkward. That whole thing is just so awkward.
That moment was so iconic.
The worst one was Great Connection 10.
Love Island has really brought out some brilliant lines over the year, to be fair. Okay, we've got another one, clip number 7, I believe.
Oh my god, are you serious? You promised me this, I don't want to.
I'm going to have to hear that again. I was too busy, mortified by the start of that.
Oh my god, are you serious? You promised me this, I don't want to.
You'll definitely know.
I'm really drunk, but I have no idea.
Oh my god, are you serious? You promised me this, I don't want to.
They're not drunk.
People know.
They're not drunk.
They're not drunk.
You'll definitely know who they're crying.
I think it might. Oh,
oh I'm going to be serious. You promised me this. I don't want to.
It's really disturbing to listen to.
Kind of when it's disconnected from the image, it is quite disturbing. I'll give you that. Yeah. Okay. Fine. We'll move on to the next one.
Oh, this is the final one.
You won. Enjoy the money. I hope it makes you very happy. Dear Lord, what a sad little life. You ruined my night completely so you could have the money, but I hope now you spend it on getting some lessons in grace and decorum, because you have all the grace of a reversing dump truck without any tyres on.
Joanna?
So it's from Dinner Dates.
Close. Not quite. I mean, you can have it. You can have it.
Come Dine With Me.
That's it. Yeah.
But I don't know the man's name.
But do you know her name?
No.
What, the one that's beaked out?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Was it a celeb?
No, it wasn't a celeb.
Oh, I don't know them.
I'm just going to say it was Jane. What a sad little life, Jane. I say it all the time.
That is an unbelievable clip. I loved that one.
He was going in. How did he even think of that on the spot?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it was scripted, right? But he really did, like, just come up with that at the top of his head.
He should go into rap battles.
Literally.
I think I know who won. It was Joanna, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 100%.
I'm surprised. The only loved ones I got was Love Island.
Yeah, well, you got to give you half a point for Jane as well, so, except you didn't get her name, so, you know.
Yeah,
no. Well, okay, so well done, Joanna. I'm going to have a little...
Thank you!
Yay! Going to drink the last of this little bit of Prosecco we've got left.
I've not even sipped mine. Again, I'm sweating in my room, so I'm like, I'm going to avoid it.
Babes, I've got a half-open beer as well, because I didn't realise we were getting drink in the care package. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Sorry, I wasn't very talented at the game.
Sorry, just bear it in mind for next time, babes. That's the most important thing.
I'll brush up.
Thank you so much.
See you later. Bye.
She's so beautiful, isn't she?
She's very beautiful.
Oh, she's still there.
She's still there. Awkward.
I love it. Oh, God. Oh, she's amazing. Yes, she was coupled up with Ovi, in case you don't. Do you know?
Yes, I did know that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah,
my struggle is always with names, but I could remember her face.
Yeah, I'm really bad with names as well. I'm good with faces, but names, I'm awful. Honestly, awful.
but she's lovely. She's really lovely.
So there's two games now I need to brush up on, clearly. I need to get to know people more and also understand these TV iconic moments.
Yeah, okay. Well, we can bear that in mind for the 300th.
Oh, God, yes. I'm going to imagine, if I'm still here on the 300th, I've loved
it. I'm still here on the 300th, babe, that's like another 2 years. I'll be 36 by then.
Dawn Ward was hinting to take your place last week, but, you know, I won't go there. I love it a bit.
There's always someone that wants to take over. I get it all the time. So we were supposed to have a third guest now, weren't we, Joanna? But it seems like that's no longer happening.
Listen, Stephen, when you throw a party, there's always one person doesn't show up. There's always one. There's always one no show, okay?
It's very true. We'll have to just be sad about the fact they couldn't join in with our Prosecco drinking and hat wearing. And
the fact that we don't know who it is as well. We still don't know to this day who it is. Well, to this minute, shall I say.
This minute. So maybe we'll have them back on another show. Georgia, we'll wait and see. We have another little surprise at the end of the show. Again, I'm completely unsure what it is, but what I do know is that it's definitely happening. So how have you found doing radio, Joanna?
I felt like I've absolutely loved it. I feel like as much as I love Instagram and as much as I love doing YouTube and stuff, I think this has really upped my confidence. And even meeting new people weekly and asking about them, I'm so used to people asking me questions. It's sometimes nice to actually reflect that on someone else and go, well, what about you? What are you doing? What are you up to? And it's such a great feeling. So the fact that Food Bar have allowed them to do this, like, I can't thank you guys enough, honestly. It's been amazing. Well, even you, Stephen, you've taught me so much.
Well, I think the questioning thing, yeah, because people in your position, when they come out of Love Island, people are just like, they want something off you all the time. You know, like, whereas, yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but it is like a skill being able to ask people questions and stuff, and it's not something that comes naturally to everyone. And you are very good at it, Joanna. So.
It is, like, I thank you. I admit, it does get hard sometimes, especially when you don't know much about that guest. You've really got to research them and take time to go back and go, okay, well, what do I want to find out about them? What do a lot of people want to find out about them? It is such a skill, and I have to actually say it is very skillful.
Yeah.
Very skillful.
Yeah, well done.
But yeah, I mean, I literally never ever thought I'd actually get onto doing radio presenting ever. So the fact that I am doing it now, it's like, I feel like I've accomplished something that's really like different to a lot of people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's definitely different to a lot of what Love Islanders would do, you know? Like, I think it's a good skill for you to have, babes.
Exactly. And obviously you have been interviewing for quite a few years now on
Quite a few years,
Did you say 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years, yeah.
And who was your favourite guest that you've ever interviewed on FUBAR? Who would you say?
I know he's fairly recent, but one that really sticks in my mind is Dylan from Tiger King, just because that was such a newsworthy event, and people were obviously really interested in hearing what he had to say. We did a few years ago do a Big Brother special where we had loads of Big Brother contestants on, past and present, celebrity and non-celebrity, and that was a really nice experience because it was like a big, we were sat in the studio, we all were kind of like, it was like a debate, we were all talking about the show and the impact that it had had and stuff. Now obviously it's not on the air anymore, but that was nice to kind of to get to know people. I think also for me as well, it's been the experience of getting to know the people on a different level, because as a journalist, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily trust you all the time. So it's quite nice sometimes to speak to people in a more personal manner on the radio, which I think you can't necessarily do in magazine journalism. It's been really nice getting to know you and getting to know a Love Islander a bit more in depth than their Instagram feeds, maybe. It was for me, it was a real pleasure to get to know Lizzie. And she kind of taught me a lot of things as well. And actually all of FUBAR, I think, to be honest, it's been, the last 4 years have been really nice. We've been blessed to have some really amazing and producers who are, like, you know, at the start of their careers and doing really exciting things and good things. We've obviously got Georgia now, we've had Abby before her, and then Lissy before her. And they've all been really good, and not to sound... you know, I'm not really one for platitudes
emotional
and
stuff.
Being emotional, but it has actually been a really, really good experience for me, and I'm glad that when I was offered the opportunity, I said yes. And it's led to other things that I wouldn't have ever thought I'd been able to do as well. I've done bits on other radio shows, and you know, it's just been a really nice experience. So thank you, FUBAR, for allowing us to continue to do this. Stupid show, thank you, really. I mean, I'm very surprised that I'm here this far down the line, and also that I out-survived Lizzie Cundy, because I mean, she's like cockroaches and Cher, nothing will last longer than Lizzie Cundy, so even in a nuclear war, she'll still be around, or a boob implant will be.
Well, cheers to that anyway.
Cheers. But seriously, and it has been nice to kind of learn a different skill.
It's just a different thing that you get involved in. I think as well with FUBAR team is that everyone is so, so lovely. I remember I came for the first time and there was, because I think Lizzie needed a co-host, so I think you were off that day. And I was like, I'm actually shitting a brick. I was like, what do I do? What do I say? And I sat there and like, she was so lovely as well. And everyone just made me feel so comfortable. So when I got off this position, I was like, absolutely, like, get me onto it. I just want to get involved. And again, you meet such great people. And it's like, you see people over Instagram and then you meet them face to face and you hear all the great things they're doing as well, like charity work, things they've got lined up for other people, how they're helping other people. And just think, from the media side of things, you would never expect that or see that.
Yeah.
And when you speak to them personally, you just see it completely.
Yeah, 100%. Completely agree with you. No, it's been a trip, I would say.
I'm excited.
So thank you, FUBAR, for allowing us to do 200 shows of complete madness. And thank you to all those that have presented and done everything before me and all the guests. And can you tell I've had Prosecco? One glass of Prosecco?
Speak so much. much. Keep going, Stephen. Keep going.
But you know, that's kind of the weird thing as well. It's like, considering this is a job that I do, I actually am not that much of a speaker with people I don't know, really. I'm not like someone that chats to people in the shop or chats to people on the street. I'm just not that person. So so it's been a learning curve for me as well. So thank you, everyone.
You're amazing at it.
Thanks babes. I try my best. Do we have a final surprise coming up? I believe we do.
Because it's a final surprise. You think, what is this going to be now?
What can it be? There's nothing.
Been told to watch the screen.
Oh,
the screen.
Okay, I'm watching the screen.
Hey, Stephen and Joanna, it's Mark Byron from Big Brother here. Just a quick message to wish you guys a really happy 200th show. What an amazing achievement. I've absolutely loved coming on FUBAR as a guest in the past. And here is to the next 200 shows. Cheers, enjoy, and have a drink on me. Yay.
Hello, everybody. I'm Christina Rihanov, and I would like to say a very happy birthday to FUBAR Radio and the program Access All Areas. 200 episodes! This is awesome. And of course, congratulations to the host, Stephen and Joanna. It's my pleasure to be on the show. I always love my chats with FUBAR Radio, and I hope to be back soon as well. So happy birthday, have a wonderful day, and take care.
Hey guys, Justin Piazza here. Congratulations on your 200th show. I've always had the best time whenever I've come on FUBAR Radio, and I can't wait to see you all again soon.
My name is Chris and I'm the resident paparazzi photographer for Access All Areas at FUBAR Radio. I want to say a massive congratulations to the team, both past and present, who have worked on the show, whether presenting the show or working behind the scenes. I must admit, I never expected that when I first did some paparazzi shots about 2 years ago that I would become the resident photographer. But it is always a pleasure, as it is always so much fun. I look forward to seeing what the next 200 shows will bring. And once again, congratulations on the broadcasting milestone.
Hi, it's Sarah Aalto here. You might remember me from X Factor, Eurovision, or Dancing on Ice. Greetings to Stephen and Joanna. It's always been a pleasure to visit you. I think your interviews have always been longer and more in-depth than others. It's been so fun to just talk and relax and have fun together. So thank you. I'd love to visit you again. See you soon.
Hey, FUBAR Radio, Access All Areas. It's Ollie London here. K-pop star and star of American TV shows Dr. Phil, Botched and Daily Mail TV. I just want to congratulate you on the 200th episode of the show. That's such an incredible achievement. And a huge shout out to Joanna and Stephen, who I had the pleasure of meeting when I came on your show before. Absolutely adore you guys. You're so welcoming, so friendly, and you've always got the hottest entertainment gossip. So it's such a joy to be on your show. So congratulations to you guys. Miss you and hope to see you soon.
That was amazing.
That was very sweet. You know, that was really lovely to see all of them. But Chris, little Chris, who we have as our photographer, who comes in.
He looked good, you know. He looked well.
That was very sweet. Yeah, we've been very blessed with some lovely guests. Sarah was exciting for me because she did Eurovision and obviously she was on X Factor.
Mark Byron,
who's actually become a friend of mine in recent years. So, geez, how lovely. Christina Rianoff, who's come on quite a few times, actually, onto the show.
Ollie London. I mean, he's an interesting one. I was very, very excited to meet him. So, and of course... I just love the way he just promotes himself.
I mean, babes, you got to do what you got to do to earn a coin around here, you know? Like, whatever works. Well, what a lovely surprise. What a lovely hour we've spent putting this all together.
I know. It's been amazing. I think it's been, like, really exciting because it's something different as well, the fact that we had all these games and surprises as well. So thank you to our producer, Georgia, for sorting this all out.
100%.
And I'm definitely going to be finishing this Prosecco tonight. I'm putting the health out the window for tonight.
It looks like a pint glass of Prosecco you've got there. I mean, I've definitely finished my Prosecco. Yes, Georgia, thank you very much. It was very nice of you to put this whole surprise together.
Thank you.
Even if our last guest didn't turn up. These things happen.
At least it gave us more time to have a chat, talk, reminisce about FUBAR, and it's been a great show, and thank you. Oh man. I really thought that would make a sound and be like a nice little... Oh, you got to really blow hard.
Not a problem, babe. There you go.
Clearly, I'm struggling in that sector.
Yeah, not blowing is not a problem for me. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for taking part. I've got a hair in my mouth. That's great.
Bet you do.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week where we probably won't be quite as pissed, but we'll be, well, maybe yes. We will.
No, let's make a habit of it.
Who cares? Yeah, it's fine. Absolutely. So, yes, thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. And thank you for listening over the last 200 shows. And here's the next 200, I guess.
Yes, thank you, guys. And we'll see you next week.
Goodbye. Yay!